the 33rd degree of Freemasonry is the nexus point of the power structure of the Serf. They're the ones that have all the connections to the powerful roundtable groups, brainwashing schemes, so on and so forth. And as you were saying, when they're coming up through the 32 degrees and it's conditioning them, it occurs to me to be a form of brainwashing or mind control. So, in essence, Freemasonry itself, Scottish Rite anyway, is a conveyor belt by which a lot of people get diverted off the main conveyor belt that has that objective of brainwashing and mind controlling you all the way up to the point where you can be easily used for in perhaps clandestine operations or some other form of scumbaggery. They kind of weed out all the honesty, all the decency, that kind of thing. And if they don't weed it out, they certainly threaten that if you ever use it, you won't be using it for long.
Well, right, yes. And then not only that, but, I mean, again, by their own admittance, the Supreme Council themselves in the year 1985 admitted that they fully finance research at Stanford Research International in California for mind control and behavior manipulation from a distance. So, I mean, yeah, the structure of Freemasonry is a giant mind control mechanism. That's why they put you through the murderous oaths and whatnot, because if you can take all that in and not go crazy in the process, then you're exactly the kind of material they want. And this is exactly why the intelligence community is breathing down my neck and everything right now with their trolling and spying, and you never know where their a lens is going to be and that kind of thing, because they're upset simply because I'm inhibiting their environment that they recruit from. If Freemasonry takes a hit, that means there's less candidates for headhunting.
Well, in headhunting, that takes us on to superstition. Demon possession, specifically. And I recall one time you told me that if you're in the 33rd degree of Freemasonry, you are either prime and ready for or already have been a subject to demon possession of some kind.
Yes, because make no mistake, ritual is a very powerful thing. And when you're playing around with that stuff with the complete impunity that is the attitude there in those higher structures of Freemasonry, then yeah, I mean, you're opening yourself up to all sorts of things. I mean, the root of Masonic ritual is derived from ancient Egyptian Solomonic magic. So you get into this whole thing about the 72 demons of the Goetia and evocations and invocations and all this sort of stuff. And like the Golden Dawn, for example, we've briefly touched on that before. The Golden Dawn is basically where all of the most devout, serious, seasoned Masonic occultic ritualists retire, for want of a better word. That's where they go to play after they've done a lifetime of this sort of thing. And I mean, it's not the only way that you can get in there, but it's the most common.
So if it's kind of based on ancient Egyptian sort of black magic, it's almost like you said that there's bloodlines involved here, a lot of recruiting. You come from one of these Masonic bloodlines with a grandfather above in the Masonic library and so on. So you've got a whole bunch of people who conceivably for a very, very long time have got blood ties to this type of magic. And it's a recruiting session for them, so that they can be conditioned by the Masons to open them up and to make them controllable, so that they can be safe vessels for entities visiting here from another plane to cause destruction and chaos.
Yes, and that's exactly why you're most likely to see a future Mason in a young man who comes from a family with a history of it. It follows it. I mean, you almost can't explain how it is. It just is, no matter how you look at the statistics internally, it always comes back to that. It follows these families and these bloodlines and everything else. And people sometimes think of bloodlines and they think, oh, we're talking about a very, very small niche percentage of the human population. Well, no, actually, when you consider how humans have migrated and spread out over the world throughout our history of civilization, I mean, you're talking about a lot of people, actually.
You're talking about a massive pool, right? Kind of like, it's like a bag of chips, spiritually speaking, isn't it? You know, you got one big bag, it's the whole of humanity, and a whole bunch of chips in there, and you could just eat them one at a time whenever you want. Finish the whole bag if you want.
Right, and if there's someone, like, I'm sure they look at me now as some sort of disappointment, or I wasn't willing to, you know, participate in all of the dark, sick, occulted things that they wanted me to or whatever, so that classifies me as a disappointment, so they're out looking for, you know, the next best thing, the next most devoted person that they can stick in a position like that on Supreme Council payroll. Yeah.
And this allegedly 33 published degrees, the top one being Auto Abkhaz with the double-headed eagle, which I've seen as a symbol in a number of films and video games and things of this nature, which I find very interesting. Order out of chaos, which is what David Icke called problem, reaction, solution. Are there any degrees higher above that that are unpublished?
Yeah, totally. I mean, when you count them all up, there's probably, like they say, there's about 360. And yeah, I mean, if you're talking about like the Rite of Memphis Mizraim, then that's, I think it's like 95 or 96 degrees. And, you know, York Rite has about 9. And then there's all these little appendant bodies. Like, it's basically like you learn a new handshake and you get a new dues card. You pay another $100 and kaboom, you're in this other order or whatever. I mean, and there's just a ton of them. There's so many. I mean, and then you can do that, and it gets really ridiculous. Like, they have one called the super excellent master's degree, and that's if you've done every degree there is, then there's that one. And even the 33rd is not the highest in that particular Scottish Rite structure, because above that you have what's called the Grand Cross of Honor. So it never ends, and that's indicative of how much of a pyramid scheme that the whole thing, the whole place is, which is what I wrote about in my first book.
Well, that leads me to suspect that there's kind of what the Gnostics call archons at the very top there on the influencing spectrum, because they're obsessed, absolutely obsessed with possessing human bodies in order to fulfill hierarchical structures. Really, really complex, endless, infinite hierarchical structures. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieAswardShow.com. James Wright is my guest.